Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, January the 30th, 1983.
This opportunity to mention our pew Bibles. You'll find them in the front of you. If you don't have your Bible with you, we'd like for you to use them. Our scripture today, by the way, the pew Bibles were put there in memory of Brother Talman Barker. Most of you know it. The scripture is taken from, as Brother James said, 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians, starting with verse 23 through 26, and the page number in this particular Bible is 988. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that you have given us, the prayers you have answered. We ask for more answers tonight. Today, Father, we pray that you would be with those who are in the hospital and going to the hospital for surgery and for different things. We pray that you'd guide the hand of the doctor. You'd help to lead him in the right decisions that need to be made in these cases that are before us. We thank you, Father, for the one who's back with us this morning that's been on our list. For those, Father, that are sick now, we pray that you'd heal their bodies. Those in the hospitals and their homes and those that are here today. We pray this morning, Father, that you'd give them to the grace and the strength to carry on under their afflictions. We thank you, Father, for answered prayers, and we pray, Father, that you would answer yet again, that you would heal those that are sick. But most of all, Father, for any in this building that do not know Jesus as their Savior, we pray that you would touch their hearts, show them their need this morning for Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Jesus. As we read here that his body was broken upon the cross, he spilled his blood for us. We know, Father, that we should have been the one on the cross, that our body was broken, the nails in our hands, and the blood dripping out of our bodies. But he took our place, and we thank you, Father, for Jesus. We pray that you would help us to apply this fact to our lives as we ever waking hour, that we will know that Jesus is the one that died upon the cross for us, and that that in itself would make us better Christians and even serve him. Go with us this morning again. We thank you for your many blessings in Jesus' name.
Song. Just before the message, Brother Tom's going to come to sing a song that says, "Where could I go?" Brother Fred, I talked to him last Sunday night, right here in the aisle, and he said, "I'm not worried about my wife's surgery. God is going to be with her." God is. We just thank God for all He's going to do in this week. And even in this service that we're in right now. Brother Tom.
Living below this old sinful world, place, the chilling hand of death. Where could I go but you alone? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go?
If you've never gone to Him, if you've never come to Him for salvation and cleansing, there's no better time than today, this last Sunday of January 1983. The first Sunday of January 1983 would have been a better time. I trust if you're here and don't know the Lord yet, that today will be a day of soul searching in your life. I trust each of us who know the Lord today will take inventory of ourselves and see where we stand with the Lord and His work in this world. The Corinthian church had a lot of things wrong with it. The church that Paul wrote here in Book of 1 Corinthians and also 2 Corinthians. There was a lot of things wrong in this church. But he wrote to these Christians, and he even in verse 2 of chapter 1, he said, call to be saints. He wrote to Christians, Paul did here in these two books. He called them babes in one place. Babes in Christ. You're not able to take strong meat, he said. There are divisions among you, he said. In chapter 10 and verse 21, Paul said, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 21. Verse 31, Paul said, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. In other words, we're to do everything that we do to God's glory, that we may not be the one who gets the glory, but God may get the glory. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about prayer and fasting and so forth. And he said, if we do anything to be seen of men, we have our reward right there. That's all of the reward we're going to get. I'd rather receive my reward someday at the judgment seat of Christ, and that is where all Christians are going to stand. We had a wonderful Sunday school lesson this morning on stewardship. And we're going to give an account someday for our stewardship. How we have used our time, our talents, our money, our everything. We're going to give an account someday to God. Not to some other man, but to God. All Christians will give an account someday to God. Those who never trust the Lord are going to give an account at the great white throne judgment. The Lord's Supper is a time of, it's a checkup time in our lives. And our key verse today is found in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13, back in the Old Testament. Proverbs 28:13 says it like this. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. We just need to come out in the open and Bible says in 1 John, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So many times I believe that we as Christians, we leave things out that we should do. Those are called sins of omission. And also there are sins of commission. Things that we do that we should not do. Let's look to the Lord in prayer before we look into the message further, okay? Father, we thank Thee so much this morning that we can look to Thee in prayer. We thank Thee for this service. Father, we thank Thee for the broken body of Jesus that was broken for us. Thank Thee for His shed blood that cleanses us from all sin. Father, may this service be a time of inventory as we look at our own lives. See how we stack up with Thee. We're thankful for each and every home represented here this morning, Father. May Your will be worked out in every life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. After preaching on this verse in John 3:14, there was an evangelist who asked his little daughter to come up and sing a gospel song. And some of the words were these: one look at Jesus and it settled it all for me. His love I could not spurn, nor from His mercy turn. One look at Jesus and it settled it all for me. As this little girl ended her song, there was a man who came down the aisle weeping bitterly, and he gladly received the Savior. Later he was asked what had brought such strong conviction in his life. And he said it was that little child singing, "One Look at Jesus." He said, "Before I had been looking at my sin, I had been looking at other people in the church. And suddenly," he said, "I saw my mistake. I knew I must turn to the Savior and accept Him if I was to find peace with God." If you have faith in the Lord today, you'll escape sin's penalty and receive Christ's pardon. There's no better time than today to do as John the Baptist said one day, "Look unto Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus gave two ordinances for the church, and one of those is baptism, Christian baptism, in literal water. Baptism says, "I am not ashamed be identified with God's people." It gives us fellowship in a local church. I mentioned one time that a person who is not a member of a local church is like a basketball player or a football player with no team to play on. My friend, all of us together here can be a wonderful witness for the Lord collectively, as well as individually. We're supposed to be a light, individual light. But collectively, we can be a greater light as we each one let our light shine. The Lord's Supper is a checkup time in our lives. We first of all have to know the Lord, the one who hung there for you and me. We have to know Him, this risen Savior. Then baptism is next. You cannot have Christian baptism without having a person who is a Christian, first of all, to follow their Lord in baptism. The Lord's Supper today is, first of all, a time of remembrance. You know, I thank God for memory. But memory can not only be wonderful, but it can be sad. But here in these verses, in fact, on the front of our communion table here, it says, in remembrance of me. It's a time of remembering. I was not there when Jesus hung on the cross. But I tell you what, He had me in mind. He had you in mind. And it was as if you and I had been there at Calvary when Jesus said, it is finished. In fact, Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. He identified himself with Christ's death. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Today we can remember what happened at Calvary. In verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 11, it says, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We must first of all know the Lord. The manna that fell in the wilderness during the 40 years of wandering was manna or bread that pointed to Jesus, who would come in the New Testament times. Many years later, Jesus came and He said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Are you hungry today? He that cometh to me shall never hunger. The bread of life. You'll never hunger. If you believe on Him, Jesus said, you'll never thirst. There was a thirsty soul dying beside of Jesus when He died there on the cross. And He looked over at Jesus and said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. In Galatians 5:1, we find a wonderful verse. It says, stand fast, therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. His sacrifice on the cross, His burial, His resurrection makes us free today. Free. We're under law. We're under grace. Grace. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Paul said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Referring back to Jesus as He took the Last Supper there with His disciples. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The Lord's Supper is a time of remembering what He did there at Calvary. 1 Peter 1, it says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. His cleansing blood today washes our lives white and keeps right on cleansing us from all sin. John said in 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, and I trust every one of us here today, Brother Tom, are walking in the light. The light, not darkness. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Did you know what I believe? The fellowship that we have with other Christians is just a foretaste, just a little inkling of what we're going to have throughout eternity. Eternity. I was over in the hospital after prayer meeting Wednesday night and saw Brother Newt Ellington go to sleep. He just went to sleep. Just sighed a big sigh of relief as he went home. Thank the Lord for the wonderful fellowship we have with Him while He was here on this earth. The Lord's Supper, the bread and the cup, were to do in remembrance of Him. It's a time of remembering. Second, it's also a time of anticipation. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death. Look at these last wonderful three words. Till He come. Till He come. It is not only a time of looking back and remembering what He did for us on the cross, but friends, it is also a time of looking forward for what He is going to do for us as we anticipate His coming again. 1 John 3:2 and 3, it says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. So many times we quote 1 John 3:2 and leave out verse 3. It says, Whoso hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. As we think of the Lord's coming again, it should cause us to live a more godly life. Someday, friends, you and I are going to fall asleep. And I trust we're ready to go where I believe with all my heart that Brother Newt Ellington is. And many of our other loved ones and friends and members of our church have already gone to heaven. This is called the blessed hope. Looking for the blessed hope. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe many people today are living. They're living as if Jesus will never come again. Friends, He's coming. And we're to watch. Jesus said, Watch, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. How many of you know 1 John 2:28? That's a verse I've given up here I don't know how many times. First John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. It's anticipation. As we partake of the Lord's Supper, we look forward to what He is going to do. He's coming again. And that wonderful truth keeps us going. It's keeping Mrs. Skaggs going right now. Because they're probably in Lexington at this time. Last, the Lord's Supper is not only a time when we look back and remember. It is not only a time when we look ahead and think of His coming again, but friends, it's also a time of looking within. Of looking within and seeing how we are inside. It's a time of self-examination. Self-examination. It says here, Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily or in an unworthy manner, and many of the Corinthians were coming together for a big meal and no doubt seeing who could eat the most. And that's why Paul put this in 1 Corinthians. And verse 22 tells us about this. And also verses 18 and following. They were doing it for the wrong purpose, for the wrong meaning. The Lord's Supper is a serious time in a Christian's life. The Bible says, But let a person examine himself or herself. Did you know what? When you and I point a finger at someone, three are pointing back at us. The worst enemy I have today, friends, is myself. Self is what cheats us out of many a blessing from God. Self. Our worst enemy is the one who looks back at us out of the mirror. Self. But let a person examine themselves. Someone said we shouldn't criticize our neighbor until we've walked a mile in his shoes. Verse 31, it says, "For if we would judge ourselves..." Let's look at verse 30. "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Because you and I have not examined ourselves, Paul said, many are weak and sickly among you, and many have already gone to their reward. "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." Verse 33, "Wherefore, my brethren..." This is 1 Corinthians 11. "Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another." You know what that means? I have written down here in my Bible, look out for each other. Look out for each other. Tarry one for another. Help somebody else. The Lord's Supper is a checkup time. It's a time of remembering what the Lord has done. It's a time of anticipation what He is going to do when we are raptured out of this world. We'll be in a place where we'll have a brand new body. And it's also a time of looking within. And I trust on this Super Bowl Sunday, you'll examine yourself. That I'll examine myself and see how I stand with God. Let a person examine themselves. We just need to keep our eyes upon the Lord. When we keep our eyes on people, and people fail, then we fail. But my friend, when you and I keep our eyes upon God, He'll never fail. Jesus never fails. He'll go with us all the way, even unto the end of the world. We need to look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The writer in the Daily Bread said it like this: "The other day I met an elderly preacher friend who gave me his calling card." My calling card doesn't have this on it. It read like this: "No business, no phone, no address, no money, retired, but Titus 2:13. That says, looking for that blessed hope. This elderly man, who had no doubt preached many sermons, what he was looking for was the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you like for Jesus to come back today? Would you? I'm talking to each one of us today. Would you love for Jesus to come back before you get home? Serious thought, isn't it? He may come back before you and I get home. For some of us gathered right here may not get home down here. The Lord is coming. We'd like for Brother Tom to come and lead us in our invitation to Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. Trust Him. You'll never be sorry the day that you trusted Jesus. As we stand to sing, 212. Time by the name of William Cowper, who called a taxi cab and said, "You take me to the Thames River." T-H-A-M-E-S. The Thames River. And it was a very foggy night. And the taxi cab driver could not find the Thames River. He let William Cowper out. And he was at his own doorstep. This man was going to plunge into the Thames River and kill himself. But you know what? Instead of committing suicide there that night, William Cowper sat down and wrote, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains." God had another purpose in that man's life. Friends, God gives you a purpose in living. You don't exist anymore when Jesus comes into your life. He gives you life, and that life more abundantly. Trust Jesus. If you are a Christian today and have some type of decision to make, no better time than now to do it as we sing the last stanza. Brother Sutton to come up and lead us in prayer today. Would you come up here, Brother Sutton, and If you know of anyone who would like to have a tape of our morning worship service that is not getting a tape, some shut in, someone who'd like to have a tape of our morning worship service, you see Mrs. Amadale Clemens or myself or someone in the church, and we'll see that they get one. The reason I called Brother Sutton up here, I trust the tape has not run out yet, so you come and lead us in prayer, Brother Sutton. We've used all six of our deacons today. Brother Combs led in prayer a while ago. We're calling on Brother Sutton here this morning. Brother Kermit is not here. He's the only one of our seven deacons that are not here today. Trust you remember them in prayer this week. Brother Sutton, lead us in closing prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank with our faith that we can put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can have a safer and better place to go to when we leave this sick and sad world. Heavenly Father, we pray that ones that's lost loved ones, that's one in distress, ones that's bedridden, not able to come. And we thank with the love that we have for our members that's gone today at the hospital. We pray our love and our messages and our prayers will touch their hearts and know that someone cares as well as the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray if it should be someone here today who hasn't put the trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, pray they will examine themselves and have made preparation to face the Lord they leave this world. They would be in a bad condition. Pray for the ones that's still out in sin and haven't accepted thee. We pray their hearts may be touched. And above all, we pray the leaders of our country, they will get together and call on assistance to guide them to this sick world. Go with us to our respective places and forgive us where we have failed. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Shake hands with each other.